Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Well, good morning, welcome. Thanks for doing Caroline Cause Corner and spotlighting a local nonprofit or people doing good in the community.
I have a really, really exciting guest. I have Sandy Marshall here. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
So Sandy is the founder of ProjectScientist.org, and it is a STEM-based organization for girls ages, 4 to 12, correct?
That's right.
Good morning, first of all.
Good morning.
And we got in right before it's going to dump. Poor rain. It's going to be crazy weather. It's exciting for us here in Laguna, huh?
It's exciting for ski week, too.
Exactly. So, yeah, the kids are very excited. Yes, I might not get out to Tahoe, but, you know, we'll see what happens. Anyway, whole nother story. So, Sandy, you're a Laguna local, and tell us all about Project Scientist. That just sounds like a great organization. I want my listeners to hear all about it.
Sure. So Project Scientist is a nonprofit for girls in science, technology, engineering, and math. And we focus on girls ages 4 to 12. And we do that through a summer STEM academy on university campuses. And then throughout the year when school's closed, we bring girls on exciting STEM expeditions to places like Bluebird Farms right here in Laguna Beach. So, our goal is to change that stereotype around girls in STEM, that girls love science just as much as boys, and we're just as capable and sometimes more capable of with subjects like math and technology than boys. So trying to have our girls see that vision for themselves.
So what was your inspiration for starting Project Scientist?
Well, a couple things. I had started the NASCAR Foundation in Charlotte and was funding a lot of STEM initiatives and saw the absence of girls and women and started to look at the research as to why there were so few girls and women. Reflected on myself, I was a pre-med major at USC and dropped out of that major when I hit some roadblocks. And at the same time, I had a four-year-old daughter who loved science and wanted to find an academic program for her and her interests. So couldn't find anything that fit our needs, that used the research that was out there around girls in STEM and women in STEM. And so decided I just needed to start it myself.
That's incredible. And so you have like some amazing partnerships with academia such as Harvard and UNC Charlotte, mm-hmm. and talk about what you do there with those universities.
Yeah, so I wanted Project Scientist to be based on the research that's out there around girls in STEM, and there's plenty of research that talks about what we can do to inspire our girls and keep them interested. For example, parents, especially dads, are the number one factor of success for a STEM girl. If a dad can push her at home and cultivate those interests, then she'll have success.
Okay, I'm just, yeah. Before you go on to even finish explaining yeah. that, why is that? Why would the dad be, I mean, that seems stereotypical mm-hmm. to me.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't it be any parent?
Sure. Well, it is any parent, but in particular dads. And I think it's probably because we're so skewed on STEM careers that there's more dads in STEM careers than women. And then men are doing still at home some of those traditional roles, fixing the car or, doing fixing the electricity or whatever. Doing some of those things that are really science and engineering oriented. Mm-hmm. So if you could encourage your daughter to help you when you fix the car, and women, if you're doing it, fantastic, do that as well.
Right.
But just traditional roles still affect us right now. So I think that's where the men come in, and most of them are working in STEM careers more so than a woman.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
It's fascinating, this, to me. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
This is fascinating because it's really kind of in our culture. We teach, it's all learned, this whole thing of gender roles, right? It's entirely, there's no science behind it whatsoever. It's entirely learned. Okay, men and women, very genetic code, it's very similar. We're not any, we've all got nipples. Nobody knows why men have got nipples. Because there's no difference, between men and women. So it's really learned. It's really learned, and it's really cultural. And culture you can shake off in a heartbeat. It's not, that's. And I think the thing with the dads is a bit like if you want to train people not to be racist, you sit them in a room with people of other races. That's how you do it. It's contact theory. It's called, it's a hypothesis, but it's really well. It's a good theory, and it's well documented. So I can totally see why that works.
Yeah.
You get the dad to encourage the. Because you're not encouraging them to do anything that doesn't come naturally to them. You're encouraging them to do stuff that society says is not, you've got to wear pink and you've got to play with Barbies. And that's not, you're not born with that idea.
No, and it started. Research just came out.
I was going to say,
week.
You've got research for us.
Good. Well, I should shut up now, but no, I just wanted to throw in my.
No, we love that, but
paper.
Yeah. So Sandy's got research. So what does the research say?
Well, just last a couple weeks ago, some research came out that as early as 6, our boys and girls are starting to identify with. Girls are good at math and science, and or boys are. So as young as 6, we're doing that. So that's why Project Scientist starts at age 4. And because all kids are born with an interest in science.
That's right.
And it's a natural teaching tool at ages 4, 5, and 6 for teaching everything. It's very hands-on and
very
exciting.
Very creative.
Yeah. So so every year we have Harvard University and University of North Carolina research our outcomes. So University of North Carolina, for example, on day 1, our girls draw a scientist. And typically they draw a male. They draw him in a lab coat with beakers. By halfway through, they're starting to draw females and in different roles. We want our girls to know that scientists don't have to be in a lab with beakers. They're out in the field doing really exciting things, traveling the world. And then by the last day, hopefully, they're drawing themselves and stating what they want to be in a STEM career. So that's the research from North Carolina. And then Harvard has done a couple different projects with us. They do a survey at the beginning and at the end, girls' interests, girls' aptitudes, 21st century learning skills. And that's where we're really finding that this environment of girls, credentialed female teachers, this really tight environment around STEM and supporting our girls is really affecting their interests, their confidence, and getting rid of those stereotypes that they encounter as young as 6. So.
How many girls have you impacted in how old is the organization?
We became a public nonprofit in January 2013.
Okay.
And had our first university contract that summer. Right now, annually, this year, we'll serve over 2,000 girls.
Coast to coast?
Coast to coast. So we're in North Carolina. We're at Caltech. This is our third summer with Caltech.
Awesome.
USC is our second summer with USC. And we are launching now. We're working with University of California, Irvine, and Concordia. So we'll have 6 weeks at those campuses. All day, our customer typically has working parents where they need all day care. And the girls meet a female STEM professional every day. They go on a STEM expedition once a week.
And are the camps called Project Scientist
Yes.
Camp? And they're at, okay, so how do people find it? What's the website?
Yep, so projectscientist.org. You can learn all about the academy this summer. You can sign up for 1 week, 6 weeks, whatever. We also have scholarships for low-income girls. So, yeah, and then the year-round expeditions as well.
Projectscientist.org. Yeah, what a great opportunity. Can moms come?
Well, you know, it's funny. I created the camp I always wanted.
Right, exactly. I
want
to go.
We have parents ask us that all the time. So we are considering a parent expedition thing that maybe you start with some cocktails, a Nobel Peace Prize winning scientist, and then go on some expedition to Google or something. So we'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know about that. And then as far as organizations are concerned and partners, are you always looking for partners in the related fields of, you know, science, technology? Was it science, technology, math?
Engineering and math.
And
arts, actually.
Yeah, do STEAM, yeah.
Yeah, so we are.
Are you going to morph it to STEAM?
We have STEAM. Every day we have an hour of arts and makerspace. So,
awesome.
So we need female STEM professionals in L.A., Orange County, North Carolina, or anywhere. We can Skype with you.
Amy Hunthausen, are you listening?
So you can, Sandy at projectscientist.org, send me an email. We need about 100 females this summer
all
to come
across
speak
the country.
To the girls. Yeah,
okay.
And we can Skype. We
got lots of them here in Laguna Beach.
Yes, and then STEM companies. So we visit those companies once a week. So if you have a STEM company in LA or Orange County or Charlotte, we would love to talk to you about visiting and seeing women thriving in the space at your workplace.
Oh, I just love it. I'm speaking with Sandy Marshall, who is the founder of Project Scientist, a STEM organization for girls ages 4 to 12.
12.
And for more information, one more time, it is projectscientist.org, correct?
That's right.
Sandy, thank you so much for being on the show, and we'll do follow-up, definitely.
Right.
I at the end of the summer, I want to hear all about like how the camps went.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll even go.
Yeah, come see us.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, and if the listeners have anybody else fascinating and fabulous like Sandy that I can interview, please let me know by sending me a note on my Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page, and I will review it and consider it and maybe have them on. So once again, thanks to Sandy Marshall, Laguna Local, for all that you do to help our community and our girls. And this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Until next time, make it a giving day and stay dry.
Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Yeah, girls can do anything. Are you listening, Ava Burton, my wife?
Yes.
That whole thing of I can't do this, can't do that, that's learned.
Whoa, I never say that.
If you can learn that you can't do something, you can learn that you can do it as well.
All right, Dad.
Boys who be girls, who do boys like their girls, who do girls like their girls.